What skill did he go at St Mary's?
St Mary's and then Trinity.
I went the Roggett skill
Aye.
and then the High skill.
The Roggett skill was Tom Landry, which was a...
And that's where I fell in love with the Cumann Rising.
Aye.
Because my first corner, it was Chuck Wallins.
Aye.
And I couldn't believe these men in riding bits come in and they kissed, how good to kiss the teacher.
Aye.
No one ever seen it like that.
Aye. Aye.
And it's like an adult kissing the teacher. Oh, was that, and all the kids sat in the foliage nice. You wouldn't get to do that now.
No,
that wouldn't be allowed.
No.
Wouldn't be allowed. And that's where I fell in love with the Cumann Rising. And I was brought up at Aulis Crescent. So what was there? The wedding.
Singing the song. Yeah.
And that was it. And when Ouse Bairns, we still, when as soon as the Joiners came along, built the stand, who was up playing in it? And the folk would say, get off of there. That was to be kept for the corner coming. And that was it. We fell in love with the Cumann Rising. And folk say, how on earth can you feel like that about the Cumann Rising? I says, well, as sure as the daffodils grow, the Cumann Rising came around. And when Ouse Bairns, we stood in that queue at Aulis Crescent, well, at Slitrig Crescent, right round down in the brig.
To
get out of the bus, to go to the mayor.
Yeah.
And I all got a picture of a photo of my auntie in Edinburgh, my namesake. She said, I'm sure you've got to like this photo. And it was my and my mother and my father, the whole little, all turned up with me, and I was about five, with a bottle of lemonade in my hand. And I love that photo. Just,
and there was no other cars in the middle there.
Oh, there was no cars,
And
I mean, Ma Bairns was brought up to it. Again, the one are no gone. If the corner gone, they're no happy. But 19 out of 10.
I think West Enders were more Cumann Rising enthusiasts because the organs buy them that often. Whereas if you're Queenslander, you're not quite as.
Aye, but I think if you're a West Ender and you've had to move to Queensland or move to Burnfoot,
you still keep it.
You still keep it because there was. I mean, look at them buses that used to go up the mayor.
Aye.
We're full of Burnfoot folk and Queensland folk.
Yeah.
And it was way ahead to have the best bus.
But I'm sure when it comes to the ward's application for colour busing tickets, that the West End will have the most then, I would think. Because the horses going up the West End far more often than anywhere else.
And all I could round about, folk I see, they hate January, October, November, December, January, February, March. The day I like them months. A lot of them mind them months because you're leading up to Christmas and the New Year.
Right.
So that keeps you busy in the day at night. Beginning of January, the years to the grand. The whispering's going on, who's got to be the corner. And I'll ask till they're sick of it. Oh, you'll kind of for us. Cheer up.
Well, I don't mind them months because of the rugby. You've got the rugby. Right,
the rugby. That keeps you going.
And then I'm at a burn suppers the whole of January and February, and the other year just rolls on, there's never a
And
moment.
I've heard folks saying, there's now today in Hoyk. I've got a friend that's got a granddaughter, now she's at the high school now. There was never enough weeks and nights in the week for that, was it, what she was interested in?
No.
I'll say, well, if there's now today, it's your rainfall, because you're not going out and looking.
Yeah.
Graham used to say that to his nephew Reese. He said, now today, no, they talk rubbish. He said, I ain't got enough time to do everything in Hoyt.
Huge opportunities.
Oh, aye. And you're lucky in Hoyt because you've got the freedom to go on a boat. I mean, you've got London. Well, he was Hoyt, but his wife was London. She says, if I could have brought my bairns up here to be educated and brought up, she says, I couldn't have picked a better place, but I couldn't get work here. Did I never tell you about when I was first married and I went away to England and left?
Yes, I
used to stand in the factory just at the side of the frame flat with my eyes closed, and my mum would say, what are you doing? I'd say, well, I'm pretending I'm in Hoyt, because in their days there was always, you could always hear the swishing of the frames, and that was like music to my ears. Oh, what the God.
No, I don't know, safe of mind, and it was Market Drayton or Market
Wheaton.
Wheaton, I can't remember, something good, I minded.
Market Wheaton, aye. It was a nice enough place, but it wasn't a hike.
No. Because I wrote about Helen in my books, also about Madge and Bert.
Aye.
A photographer pal and me did first tune was called Honest Men and Bright Eyed Daughters, which is a quotation for the like song, which goes where Slittrig dances down the glen to join the Teviot waters. There dwells old Horrocks, honest men and Horrocks, bright eyed daughters. And will we lure the good old tune, Ilk Nick Frey and Tea and Dutchia, skeptic or a croon, and never independent.